My name is Phyllis Baldigo. I'm Lakota from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. Water's life, Niniwichoni, that's what it means. The song was created by two grandmothers from the place where the boys sing. They're from Cherry Creek, South Dakota. So there was two grandmothers that made the song. This was after Standing Rock had started. And they made a song for them to sing, so they took it to Standing Rock and sang it there, and then it just went from there. And it's a very popular song amongst our young ones now. They were proud of the young ones from our reservation that were standing up in Standing Rock, and they wanted to make this song because they knew how important this was for the kids to go and for the young ones, for the youth to go and fight for water. And so they wanted to make this song. The grandmother's name is Frida Condon, Frida Holy Bull Condon, and the other grandmother is Arlene Demery. Arlene Waloki Demery, I think it is. Those are the boys' grandparents that come from Cherry Creek, South Dakota. And so they made the song. If you look on YouTube or Facebook, this song is sung by a lot of people. But it's originally from Cherry Creek where the song was made. The song, it says D-A-P-L, Lila Shuchapi, means that dapple is very bad, is what it's saying. Miniwichoni Hewakainos means that the water's life is sacred, is what this song is saying. The song is about what dapple has done to our people, and that we're telling everybody it's a bad thing, that dapple is a bad thing, and that our water is sacred. And water is life is what it's saying. Basically, the whole song is what it's saying. So it's they made a very, very, a very good song, and everybody just loves it. It's sort of the thing now back home with all the kids. Even young ones are running around singing it. You know. So yeah, it's a very popular song. Yeah.